It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
I remember when my son was young and he wanted to help me cut some carrots because he had his eye on that knife and he wanted to help. He just thought that would be great fun. And I initially thought, maybe not such a great idea. And then I began to realize, yeah, it's time to let him have that experience. And after some instruction, he became very proficient at it at a young age. And that began our connection in the kitchen. Well, we are so honored today to have Erica Katz with us in our kitchen, and she is often seen on talk shows. I'm sure you've seen her on several. You may have read some of her articles in some parent child magazines. She's a parenting child communication expert. And so I just want to get right to it and ask Erica, why do we as moms tend to hover over our kids in the kitchen, become helicopter parents there?
Well, of course, we're always worried that our kids are going to cut themselves with a knife, or if you turn on the stove, that they'll burn themselves or, you know, set the place on fire. So I think that's why we hover in the kitchen. It's really a safety issue more than anything. And it's hard to know when is it okay to let your child use the chopping knife, and when's it okay to let them turn on the gas, and when's it okay for let them turn on the oven, you know, or that they won't turn it off. So I think it's more of when do we feel like they're responsible enough and where they won't hurt themselves or the rest of us. I think that's where it's difficult because every child's different. There are some kids that never lose anything. There are other kids that never come home from school with the same jacket. So I think it's really difficult because especially when you have multiple kids and each child is so different, maybe you could give your child a knife to cut carrots when they were 8, but then your second child, you wouldn't dream of doing that till they're out of the house. So I think that's where it gets complicated.
Well, are there, it seems to me the advantages of when you find that sweet spot, that time when you can do that, that there's, for me, it was a real bonding experience. Do you do that with your children? Do you find it bonds to work with them in the kitchen?
I think the kitchen is one of the best places to bond with your children. And also, I'm really all about building your child's self-confidence. And one of the ways you can do that is through communicating. But it's very hard to get your children to talk to you when they're teens and tweens because all of a sudden they're kind of shutting down. So you almost have to be doing something with them to open that dialogue. So when you're in the kitchen and you're cooking something with them or you're sharing a meal, you're actually doing something together so the conversation flows freely and they don't feel like you're putting them on the spot. And actually, yesterday I was on Access Hollywood Live, and I was talking about building self-confidence in your kids because I've teamed up with Invisalign Teen Clear Aligners, and we are talking about how you can boost your child's self-confidence. And so I wrote this pocket guide for parents with Invisalign Teen, and what we were doing is focusing on ways you can bond with your children. And one of the ways I said was to take an interest in what your child is interested in. And my daughter loves to bake. So because she loves to bake, I don't love baking, but I like it. We bake together in the kitchen, and that's become a real bonding experience for us. And then she'll go and have a lemonade stand and sell cookies that she baked. And she feels really good about herself. We were together doing something, and it's all a very positive experience. So I do agree with you. Being in the kitchen can be a great place to bond with your tween or your teen or even your little ones.
Yeah, I love the time I've had with my son and daughter and now my grandchildren. I find that when you want to talk to them about their day, they are not so glib. But when you say, hey, should we make some nachos? Let's check to see if there's any cheese, or do we have what we need to make, or what would you put on it, that they begin to start connecting with me on a different level. And I assume you have that experience with your children as well.
Well, the funny thing is, so I have a 14-year-old son, and, you know, if you have a growing boy, you know that they're always hungry, no matter what time of day it is. And nachos seems to be a great snack. And so what happens is we live a couple blocks from school, so he always brings his friends over, and the first thing he does, he calls me on his way home, Mom, can you get some nachos ready? And so, I do it really simply. I take you know, these organic nachos, and I put Munster cheese on it because that's what he likes, and heat it up, and it's done in 2 minutes, and he comes home, and he's happy. And then I actually sit with his friends, or I'm standing up, and they're sitting at the table, and I'm giving them nachos. Maybe they want, you know, a drink or whatever it is they want. And as I'm giving it to them and as I'm feeding them, I'm saying, so how was school today? Who got in trouble today? What test do you have coming up? Because sometimes, you know, the kids don't want to tell you when they have a test, but the friends will always tell you, and, you know, what's going on. And it really is a great way to get them talking and get their friends talking to you, because when you meet your child's friends, you actually learn a lot about who they're spending time with and who's influencing them, and you definitely get a better gist of what's going on. And if you feed them, they will talk to you.
Oh my gosh, I'm having flashbacks of coming home from school and sitting at the table because my mom has this huge plate of fresh baked cookies, and I would sit at the table with my friends and eat. And now I'm having flashbacks of the interrogation, and now I get it. That's what my mom was doing.
That's exactly
bombarding me. My goodness, I'm on to you now. I get it. This is such a great technique. My kids are a little bit younger than yours, but gosh, that's such a great point. It's hard to get them to talk sometimes, so a little bit of food goes a long way. I like that. But I also wanted to see if you have any tips. I think a lot of moms can identify with me, which, you know, sometimes when I get in the kitchen, I really want to get my kids with me in there, but the second I hand them the knife and the plate of green beans for them to just cut the tip, for example, then this is what comes out of my mouth is, wait, you're not doing it right. Wait, let me show you. Wait, you need to use the knife like this. And by the end of it, I'm like, wow, was that any good, or what could I have done better there? Do you have any tips for moms like me that find it hard to let go of the reins a little bit and let them just find out on their own?
Well, okay, so there's two issues here. There's the safety issue, and then there's you being a perfectionist issue, right? And they're kind of two separate things. So you want them to hold the knife properly so that they don't hurt their hand. So, you know, if you are holding a chef's knife, there's a way to hold it. You have to cradle it in your hand. And if you're cutting an onion, the hand that's holding the onion, the fingers have to be turned under so that you don't slice off a finger. So obviously, in that situation, it's a safety issue. But if it's just because it has to look perfect, I think that's when you have to let go, because really it's not about how it looks. It's about them being safe, them enjoying doing something with you, and them also feeling that you're confident in their abilities. And that's a big deal, because you don't want them to feel like you're putting them down or that they're not good enough. You really want to boost their self-confidence in the kitchen with you, because then they'll have a better feeling about you and you'll be able to have a better relationship with them.
There's also the issue of just letting their creative self come to life versus having it your vision of how it should be done. Let them come up with their own ways, because we're not all alike. We don't all think alike, and we want to, especially in the kitchen, I call it a sort of a craft center, let them play with it a little bit and come up with their own ideas.
I love that idea. And, you know, another thing I was thinking about in the kitchen, why it's such a great place to bond with your children, is because our kids are on social media so much. So maybe not so much when they're 4 and 5, but certainly when they're tweens and teens, getting them to do something without a phone in their hand or a computer in their hand is very difficult. So when you bring them in the kitchen with you, you're getting them off their devices and you're getting them to do something creative, which I think is really important. It's interesting because in this study that I had talked about yesterday, that Invisalign team had done, they found that 54% of kids said their life would be better without social media, and they constantly feel pressure every single day to engage on social media, and basically
we're so running out of time. I want everybody to hear more from Erica. And for that, please, everybody, visit her website, ericakatz.com.